Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar City Council approved a request from Police Chief Kevin Vandevec to modify the hiring practices for new officers. Vandevec says a recent change in state law allows this move.
In April of this year, the governor signed a law that allowed cities to suspend a very small portion of the civil service law in Iowa, which gave cities more flexibility in the way that they hired people. The way they've done things in the past isn't always the most efficient. Other cities have gone before us. City of Sioux City, a lot of the cities in the Des Moines metro area have already suspended that particular portion of the civil service code.
The change allows the list of candidates to remain in place and shortens the hiring process.
Code. What this allows us to do is basically we are no longer required to bring a list of qualified applicants to civil service for them to certify a hiring list. We're not going to change anything on the way we do things. Besides, we're going to have a non-expiring list. And anybody at any time can come to us. They can apply. They can turn in an application. The only catch really is that eligibility on the list is only good for 1 year from the time that they took a written exam.
The change in civil service rules streamlines hiring by police departments. The City Council Tuesday approved the hire of two police officers. 2 years ago, the city applied for funding from the COPS grant program to cover the hire of two officers. The first officer was hired in 2023. The grant is good through September 30 of 2027. Police request the second COPS-funded officer be hired, and that'll bring staffing up to 17 officers. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is investigating a sewage spill in Sioux City. Tuesday, the Iowa DNR field office in Spencer was notified by the city of Sioux City of an untreated wastewater discharge due to equipment failure at the Floyd lift station. The discharge began around 10:15 a.m. It is estimated nearly 2 million gallons of untreated wastewater discharged into Bacon Creek Channel, with an unknown amount reaching the Missouri River. Officials say Bacon Creek Channel was dry prior to the incident. The discharge has stopped. The lift station is operational. No dead fish have been observed at this time, and Bacon Creek Channel is now dry. The DNR has notified downstream surface water systems with the cities of Council Bluffs, Blair, Nebraska, and Omaha, Nebraska. Iowans have overwhelmingly approved two amendments to the state's constitution. In mid-2017, when Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds took over in the middle of Terry Branstad's sixth term as governor, some questioned whether the new governor had the authority to appoint a new lieutenant governor. The amendment makes it clear all future governors in similar circumstances would have that power. The other amendment deals with elections. It says only citizens of the United States can vote in Iowa elections. The Iowa Constitution, as originally written, said every citizen who's a resident in Iowa may vote in state elections. Both amendments will become part of the state constitution in a few weeks when state officials sign off on vote totals in the official canvas of votes. And it will be come and go no more. A trade publication called C-Store Dive reports the Utah company that bought Iowa-based convenience store Come and Go in 2023 will rebrand all Come and Go locations as Maverick stores in 2025. Shekhar Raju, the chair of the Department of Marketing at Iowa State University's Business School, says a brand name is one of a company's assets because it builds a connection between the company and its consumers. The Come and Go brand was launched in the 1970s by Bill Krause and Tony Gentle, who started the chain. They opened their first gas station in 1959 in Hampton, Iowa. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.